Hey, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us this morning. Wanted to read a passage from one of my books. It's a devotion called Jesus is Calling. It says, when you approach me in stillness and in trust, you are strengthened. You need a buffer zone of silence around you in order to focus on the things that are unseen. Since I am invisible, you may not let your senses dominate your thinking. The curse of this age is overstimulation of the senses, which blocks out awareness of the unseen world. The tangible world still reflects my glory to those who have eyes that see and ears that hear. Spending time alone with me is the best way to develop seeing eyes and hearing ears. The goal is to be aware of the unseen things, even as you live out your life in the visible world. That came from 2 Corinthians 4:18, Isaiah 6 and 3, and also Psalm 130, verse 5. Now I just want to take the time to share a few things that's very important because we must spend time to remain silent. So much is going on day to day in this world. We must continue to find times to be alone and hear from God. You know, give him your frustrations, give him your fears. If you have goals, if you have a vision, just put it in his hands. Constantly, day to day, things are changing. You have to remain grounded and know that he has the best plan for your life. You know, I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't just trust him every step of the way. So I ask everyone to do the same as well. When you speak to him, he lays out his plan for your day, for your life, and he knows what's best. Also, spend time to uplift and encourage others as well. Check on your family, friends, loved ones. Also, support other businesses. You never know how that phone call or email can impact the other person's life. Throughout this whole COVID-19, some businesses have gone out of business. Some are flourishing. So I would say choose your time wisely and what you do each day. Just be intentional with your minutes, with your seconds. And know that tomorrow is not promised. I've had, you know, strangers reach out to me and be a blessing. So remember to always pay it forward. Bless others with your time, your resources, and your gifts. And you'll see things, you know, work out in your life. Didn't want to hold you too long this morning, but definitely everyone, thank you for this opportunity. Remember, you know, this week, to make a difference in your community as well. Speak out about those injustices that are going on. Find positive ways to share your story on whatever platform that you have. And know that your word matters. Your actions now are going to change what goes on today, tomorrow, next year for your children. And we have a call right now to use our platforms to create change. So remember to do that as well.